Good morning, church. How are we all? You okay? Good. What a privilege it is, Andy, for allowing me to share with you all this morning. I want to say thank you very much for this opportunity and being able to do that. The subject of that I'll be preaching on this morning is the need for prayer and the power of fasting. The need for prayer and the power of fasting. Prayer is a vital component for the believer and the follower of Jesus. For without the outworking of prayer as a lifestyle, we begin to negate the tools we've been given to really see Jesus invade situations and invade circumstances. For prayer is a mighty weapon we have at our disposal to see change and transformation. Not having a praying lifestyle is in direct violation of what we have been given to see our lives and the right lives around us touched by heaven. Prayer, real prayer, catches the attention of heaven, whereby heaven has no other choice but to respond to the prayers of his people. That's what prayer does when we give time aside for the outworking of real prayer. Gut-wrenching prayer, spoken with fervency, that is faith-filled, moves the very mountains of the situation or circumstance and begins to shift the balance, whereby heaven invades and collides with earth, creating what is needed for the unlimited resource of heaven being made of manifested in the physical realm. That's what prayer does. It takes action, it takes determination, and it takes a commitment to fully see the outworking of God's power being made manifested. Our nation is at a point where a shift is taking place, even in the spiritual realm. If we're going to be a people who see the change and transformation we long to see in our own individual lives, in the life of our community, in our town, in our nation, in the nations, we better be a people who pray. Prayer is what is required first and foremost. The necessity of prayer cannot be made more paramount. For without prayer, we just go with the flow, never reaching the places that God has for us to step into. It's vital for the life of an individual and for the life of the church that the lifestyle of prayer becomes a key component. Shifting focus and stepping into a new place requires a dependency to pray. For without prayer, we cannot take the ground and move into the new season that God has for us to step into. It's the simple lifestyle of obedience to pray that creates the current to see change and transformation become an everyday occurrence. That's what heaven is really wanting to pour out. Some have caught the wave already and are seeing individual lives ravaged by the glory of heaven. Others are this side of the wave, to begin to move into position where heaven begins to invade earth and where heaven moves across our lives and our communities and across the nations. We must step up our lifestyle of prayer. God wants real, sold-out lovers of Jesus who have no other agenda but to live in the place of prayer. Real prayer shifts the focus from self and towards the courts of heaven. We are responsible for what Jesus does in our communities and in our towns. Our lives in obedience to the Father have to begin with prayer, for nothing can be done outside of prayer. We must be so ravaged by the love of the Father that we have no other agenda but to meet with Jesus. Our lives will transform when we get a hold of the true, raw reality of real prayer and devotion to Jesus. We cannot be content with where we are. We've got to realize that there is so much more that heaven wants to do here on earth. It is more so no other person's responsibility than ours to live a lifestyle of obedience dedicated to real, committed, submitted prayer. Heaven wants real prayer that comes from the very depths of our being. When we submit to this outworking, the journey and direction of our very lives will be totally, without question, be completely transformed. Prayer that aligns with heaven is deadly to the enemy. We have to step from being ordinary people in the spiritual realm to recognizing we have been created as warriors who are battle ready, to look at situations and circumstances and to see them changed and transformed. For it is in our DNA to see Jesus lifted up and him glorified. We have at our disposal spiritual weapons which will be uncontainable to the enemy. For we have been too blasé in using our spiritual authority. It is about time that we stand up in our day and in our time, that we take our place and we stand up for who we are and to whom we belong. Jesus expects us to reveal his heart to a lost, a hurting, and a dying world. Bill Johnson writes this concerning this subject. We owe the world an encounter with heaven. We owe the world an encounter with heaven. If we don't reveal Jesus, then how do we expect lives to be touched and transformed? Heaven is doing a new thing here on this earth. Are we going to be partakers and carriers of what heaven is wanting to pour out? For it is our responsibility to go and be representatives of heaven who carry his presence and take control of situations and circumstances, not in our strength, but in the authority of Jesus and empowered by the Holy Spirit. The subject of fasting. Fasting takes place as a combined outworking alongside prayer. When fasting and prayer takes place, the spiritual atmosphere begins to change. Fasting is a conscious decision to do something that is seen by some to be radical. Mahesh Chavda writes concerning prayer and fasting. He says this: fasting is found throughout the Bible. It always seems to show up when ordinary people need extraordinary power, provision, and perseverance to overcome impossible odds, enemies, or obstructions. Historically, revival breaks out when people seek God through prayer and fasting. The first worldwide missionary movement began in the first century in Acts chapter 13. What was the context for this explosion of the kingdom? As the church prayed and fasted, God sent them out. I want to read now from the book of Ezra. Ezra chapter 8, verse 21 to 23. Ezra chapter 8, verse 21 to 23. And this is what it says. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek from him a good root for us, our little ones, and all our substance. For I was ashamed to ask the king for an escort of foot and horse soldiers to help us against the enemy on the way, because we had spoken to the king, saying, the hand of God is upon all who seek him for good. But his power and his wrath are against all who forsake him. So we fasted and sought our God for this, and he was moved by our prayers. Fasting is making direct supplication for a specific situation. When a circumstance looks impossible, the impossible begins to become possible when heaven becomes invited to invade the very confines of the situation. Fasting establishes an opening for God to show himself great. Holy Spirit is eager to move, and it is our responsibility to fight with the power of fasting. For when met with a task or situation, we have no understanding of knowing what to do. Fasting must be the outworking that reveals heaven's response, and that we see the change and transformation we desire and long to see outworked and realized. God is looking for people who will not accept the realm of mediocrity, who will not stand idly by while the world around us is crumbling. No matter the circumstance or outworking, when faced with such a dilemma, the body of Christ must rise up, take its place, and fight in the realm of prayer and fasting. Our sustenance will be made available in the doing, the carrying out of our duties in the realm of prayer and fasting. God doesn't expect anything less than our best. We must take our responsibility. We must not take our responsibility lightly, for we've been commissioned to see his kingdom being made manifested and glorified here on earth. Prayer and fasting invites all of heaven to invade and pause the glory of the Lord over specific situations and circumstances, bringing them into complete submission to the Father. For God moves and releases his kingdom when his people, the believers and the followers of Jesus Christ, come before him and seek his face. I want to now read 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. And this is what it says. If my people, who are called by my name, who will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer of this place. We must be a people who use what is rightfully ours. The weapons we have at our disposal are powerful and effective to release and see God's kingdom being made manifested. Prayer and fasting are what is required for us to truly begin to see the strongholds of the enemy thwarted and completely destroyed over our land. Our lives will not be effective if we do not pray. Our lives will not see the outpouring of heaven at the magnitude that we long to see if fasting is not an outworking in our lives. For God wants his people burning and alive, and who will not be fearful. To outwork our relationship with Jesus outside of our time in the setting of church, we just simply live in the place of simple obedience to the person of Jesus. And we do so by our lifestyle of relationship with him. For he is our delight and our source of all things. In order to experience his fullness here on earth, we must be a people who live in absolute devotion to his word, in prayer, in worship, and in the realm of his spirit. We find who he is in a way we have never known before. When we choose the life of simple obedience in submission to the person of Jesus. The requirement to live from this place is to set ourselves time to be alone, fully devoted to nothing but him and him alone. There is more of him we have yet to experience. Flowing from the place of our devotion and relationship with Jesus is an abundance of heaven we have access to. To access the fullness of what we are to carry here on earth takes commitment to get alone with the one who spoke this world into being. God is here to reveal his glory, and to experience his glory is to prepare for our time alone with the King. And to prepare for our time alone with the King is to have an understanding to believe there is more of him we have yet to experience. There is always more of him. There has always been more. And there will always be more. For he is a limitless Father who loves to empower his people to live from a place of unlimited expectation. That's what is available to us who believe. We need to be let loose of our chains of religiosity. Religiosity is a killer in the life of the church. We need to rid ourselves of anything that does not look like heaven. Our lives must become wellsprings whereby his glory can effortlessly flow from the very depths of our being. The flow of his glory becomes hindered by religiosity. The shackles of the past church must be brought before the bloodline of Jesus so that heaven can truly have his way. We'll stay stagnant if we refuse to listen to the heart cry of heaven. Stagnation is a process which clogs the infilling and the outflow of heaven, stopping the outpouring of his glory across our land, which the believers and the followers of Jesus have for so long desired and longed to see. The refusal to see change becoming an outworking and a reality is the very key which will see the Church of Jesus Christ hindered from moving forward. Living from a place of stagnation is not the process of heaven, but a mindset that has ravished the followers and the believers of Jesus. We must allow the wind of his spirit to invade the very confines of our inner being. Without the fires of his glory burning on the inside of our hearts, mindsets cannot and will not change, therefore hindering what heaven really wants to do. The outworking of prayer and fasting is the beginning of seeing change and transformation. It's not about what we bring to him, but what about he is saying in the place of devotion and relationship. The fire of the Holy Spirit is poured out so that lives become set free from preconceived ideas and mindsets which ravage and destroy communities. We must allow him to destroy everything in us that does not come into alignment with who he is. I want to now read Joel chapter 2. I'm going to read from the book of Joel chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. Joel chapter 2, verse 12 to 13 says this. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Fasting turns our eyes back to the one who is able to do abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. That's what is available to us who believe and follow after Jesus. For we cannot take our responsibility lightly. We have been given a divine right to seek and go after Jesus with all that we have. If we're serious about our relationship with Jesus, our devotion to him must be an absolute essential part of our life. We don't just live because. We live to encounter the one who created us for purpose. For we are not our own. We are created by God and for his purpose. And we were created to be in constant connection with Jesus. We don't live to get on living the way of the world, and we live to pursue the face of Jesus. For we have a royal heritage which flows from the lineage of David, and we live to be sold out worshippers of Jesus, and we need to get a hold of what is truly ours through the abundance of heaven. We have what we need at our disposal to live a life of victory and a sold-out commitment to Jesus. We don't just exist with the rest of humanity, but we live and we breathe for the purpose of glorifying our Father. Madame Guyon writes this: once we have tasted of the love of God, it is impossible to find our delight in anything but himself. That's the place from which we get our substance for our very lives. For without our connection with our real life source of all that we need, our relationship with Jesus will not be effective in our response of commitment towards him. We must move out from the place of mediocrity to move into the promised land, which is the place of our inheritance. Prayer and fasting are the gateway by which we enter into a whole new place of discovering, more so, of the goodness of our Father. For God is not just here to give, he's here to reveal who he is, based on our relationship and our connection towards him. Developing our relationship with him comes from our willingness to come away with him alone and to enhance the relationship we have with him. For God is looking for sold-out lovers of Jesus who will abandon everything to move into a position whereby his love begins to wreck us into a new place of relationship. For it takes a commitment to step into a new place, into that place we've never entered before. A heart dedicated to the voice and leading of the Holy Spirit is a requirement as we step into this next season with him. Prayer and fasting is a key feature in the life of those who dedicated their lives to the living God. We find it etched upon the very life of Jesus. He went away many times, secluded himself from those around him to get alone, to be alone with Abba, Father. If that was a lifestyle of Jesus, as followers and believers of Jesus, we've been tasked to live in the confines of how Jesus lived. It's what we must do in order to grow, to develop, and to depend upon the one who bled, who suffered, who died, and then rose again, and who is now forever glorified. Our movement towards encountering him must be the outworking which establishes his kingdom in the very depths of our being. For us to become a living and a fervent people in the realm of prayer and fasting, it is for us to be persistent and active in the lifestyle displayed by the person of Jesus. Without persistence and tenacity, we will not begin to see what God is purposefully wanting to do here on earth. As his representatives, we are to be the very carriers of his love to a hurting, to a lost, a broken, a hopeless, a sick, a lonely and forgotten people. For if that's what Jesus did, then guess what? That's what we should be living in response to the love that came and flowed through our lives. Our lives are not for ourselves. Our lives are to be given over to the purposes of heaven. It's our mandate. It's the clarion call which has echoed from the time of Jesus. Are we going to arise forth in the fullness of who he is, what he has for us to step into? Then we've got to be a people who are committed to the cause of Jesus and live intentional in our obedience towards him. We've been given what we need in order to see what heaven wants to see here on earth. Prayer and fasting are the essence of our dedication to Jesus, revealing his love and seeing him invade and captivate lives for his glory. Jesus is calling his people to experience another realm of his glory. To step into this realm of his glory, we've got to be a people who without compromise live in direct response to the lifestyle of Jesus. That's how we encounter heaven and begin to see Holy Spirit poured out in power and in glory. Our lives are to be a living expression of the purpose of Jesus and the person of Jesus. In relationship with Jesus, we grasp the outworking of heaven. In the realm of prayer and fasting, we become aware of the voice and the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's what is outworked when we live in direct response towards the lifestyle of Jesus. Holy Spirit invades where the people have prepared the ground in the realm of prayer and fasting. Our lives are to be laid down at the feet of Jesus for us to truly experience his fullness. And to conclude everything that I've spoken this morning, I put it into these words. Prayer and fasting opens the doorway of opportunity, enabling the outworking of experience in the realm of Holy Spirit. It's a lifestyle of dependability upon the person of Jesus that, combined with prayer and fasting, an explosion of his glory begins to become made manifest through the act of simple obedience. Thank you.